Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
The Shape of Water, the latest from Totoro-san, Guillermo del Toro, is a kind of, well, it's a cross between A Creature from the Black Lagoon and a prequel to Hellboy, kind of. Could be. It's an interesting question. There's a couple of unresolved questions with it also, but that's kind of outside. What you've got to remember before you consider going is that Guillermo del Toro is a very, very disturbed individual, and that movie is disturbing. Definitely not for kids. Don't care about the rating. Not for kids. Not for people who are a bit too sensitive to a bit of grossing out, because Guillermo del Toro is a very disturbed individual. And, of course, on top of things, he's going back to the good old days of misogyny, racism, and all kinds of bad isms. And it's a bit uncomfortable. There's a bit of social commentary. There's a very interesting story between the two main characters. You can take a wild guess how it ends. I'm not going to say. There's one thing that bothers me, and it's okay, hopefully it's not too spoilery, but the location, there's a scene by a canal, and, well, that canal seems to be about a block away from the beach, and that could be a bit of an issue. But it may just be the impression it gave me, and but that's definitely what it looked like to me. That bothered me quite a bit. Otherwise, it's interesting, solid, consistent, disquieting, shaking, and definitely one of the better movies of the year. Enthusiastically recommended. If you can take the gross out and, are secure in your own opinion of yourself, a couple of things that are unpleasant.